It seems to me that prison officials don't want to accept responsibility for their own conduct. However, they will punish those of us who are behind these walls for the things that we do wrong. For instance, I went to law library a couple of days ago after not receiving my call out, so I had to, you know, speak to a couple officers and a sergeant to try to get me down there. And the officer there in the law library got extremely upset. His name is D.O. McClennan. And he basically is, you know, catching an attitude with me, saying that, you know, I'm being a pain in the ass. So when I attempted to try to explain to him that the call-out slips that are usually passed out in the galleries, the blocks, weren't passed out, so I had to, you know, go through the chain of command and make sure that I was able to get down to the law library. So he received a few calls, and he just went ballistic. But instead of addressing the issue of the fact that the call-out slips are not being passed out or they're not being printed, you know, he wants to blame the prisoner, me, for exerting my right to be able to go down there to the law library to fight all of these different lawsuits that I have against the state to try to make conditions better. So, you know, then he threatens me and says, you know, if you keep this up, then I'll make sure you never get down to the law library. And it's just stuff like that just doesn't make sense. Then on May 20th, 2020, a young kid named Maurice Stansbury, he's only 19 years old, and if you look at him, you know, you would think that he's 14. He's baby-faced, slim kid, can't weigh no more than 135, 140 pounds. And, you know, the officer on his company, which is E6, named C.O. Weller, decided that he was going to go into the young man's cell and assault him, punches him 5 times in his face, causing him to suffer 3 cuts under his left eye that run to his nose. And then the CO takes the kid's TV. Then, because myself and his, you know, his mom and a few others, you know, had complained about it, a couple other officers named CO Flesh, LaFlesh and CO Brown decided that they were going to take fire extinguishers on May 22nd, 2020 and spray the kid in his cell for 1 minute. Now, this is a young man that I initiated into my UFD organization. And I take it extremely personal that these correction officers would utilize such abusive practices in order to, you know, exert what they consider some type of punishment. For what? For him exerting, for him asserting his right to be free from assault. C.O. Weller shouldn't assault him. So why shouldn't he complain? What was he supposed to do? Accept it? But this is the type of stuff that goes on a daily basis here, especially under the watch of the superintendent here, Christopher Miller, who also has a personal grudge against me. And this is one of the reasons why they don't want to approve UFD as a prison chapter to UFD here at this facility and other places, because they don't want me to teach some of these younger prisoners on how to defend themselves legally and administratively when their rights are being trampled on. And it's sad, because we need help. We need the help of the public to be able to bring attention to what's going on. And as a result of the public not being able to scrutinize what's going on, these correction officers keep going on and keep doing it and keep doing it. So what I want to tell you is that I hope that the public is vigilant to what's going on and will speak up about it and allow for there to be change. So I'm asking people to join the Dante Mitchell Support Committee Facebook group and to join with me in being able to exert to bring light to what's going on. And all I need is just 1,000 people who are just willing to join in and participate with others in what we call phone zap and email blast to either the governor's office, state legislators, even the media, the media, to show that there are people who are paying attention and that we care. I'm just asking for 1,000 of you, please, to join the Dante Mitchell Support Committee. I'm not asking you for much, but maybe 1 or 2 phone calls, 1 or 2 emails, so that we can, you know, show a collective voice that there are people who are paying attention, who care about what's going on, because there's much more that's going on here, like even the phone situation, how guys have to keep beefing just to get on the phones. There's only 35 phones out here, and it's about 300 guys that come out here on a daily basis and it creates conflict. And the administration here has known about this situation, this particular problem, as long as I've been here, because I've been one of the most vocal voices about it. You know, and during this COVID-19 pandemic, they have us crowded on bleachers in order to get on the phone line. So I'm just asking for people, you know, if you're conscientious and you care, please join the Dante Vitru Support Committee. It's just 1,000 people who are willing to join and participate in our phone zaps and email blasts to those people who can make change. Thank you. This is Dante S. Mitchell, better known as Infamous Akibu, reporting to you from Great Metal Correction in Comstock, Newark. Follow me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Free Dante Mitchell. And again, join the Dante Mitchell Support Committee if you'd like to help and support my work. Thank you for listening. God bless.
These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.